HarperCollins presents The Caravan at the Edge of Doom, Foul Prophecy by Jim Beckett. Read by Farah Kerv. Part 1. Restless Souls. Chapter 1. 2:30 PM. Monday. 19 hours and 30 minutes until eternal damnation. For a moment, I wondered why no one else seemed bothered about the man trying to climb in through our classroom window. Then I realised he was probably dead, and it all made sense. Actually, it didn't all make sense. Him being a restless soul awaiting his passage beyond only explained why I could see him and my non-visionary classmates couldn't. It didn't explain why he wanted to break into our maths lesson. I glanced across at Bess sitting beside me. My new best friend was doodling a hamster on a skateboard. I was pretty sure she hadn't noticed our ghostly intruder.
"For the third time, Harley," said Mr. Canoe, "where's your maths book?"
I looked up at my stressed-out teacher. Unfortunately, Mr. Canoe had one of those voices that was hard to listen to. It wasn't his fault, but I often found myself zoning out, even when I wasn't being distracted by a restless soul attempting to climb through the window.
"Sorry, sir," I said. It's...
The dead man was banging on the glass and shouting now, so by this point it was clear that no one else in the room could see or hear him. For me, though, all this noise was making it really hard to come up with a quality excuse for my missing maths book, which in truth I'd ripped to shreds during my recent visit to the Land of the Dead, and I didn't think it would be a good idea to mention that. I was still struggling for an excuse when the restless soul successfully scrambled through the window's narrow opening like a slippery spider. Sliding into the room, he landed head first on Stephen's desk, knocking his pencil case to the floor. Naturally, Stephen assumed it was Kenny who'd knocked his pencil case to the floor, because that was the main thing Kenny did. So, Stephen knocked Kenny's pencil case to the floor in revenge. Kenny's pencil case landed right where the sneaky, restless soul was tiptoeing towards me, causing him to trip and crash into Taylor's desk. Naturally, Taylor blamed Kenny and thumped him. Meanwhile, Mr. Canoe hadn't noticed any of this because he was still looking at me, waiting for an explanation about my missing book.
"Well?"
he said sternly.
"Sorry, I left it at home," I said.
Then Mr. Canoe launched into a lecture about equipment and organisation, while the restless soul stood in the middle of the classroom shouting,
"Harley Lenton? Which one of you is Harley? I've got an important message for Harley Lenton, the gatekeeper of Kismitherly."
I looked down at my desk so that the shouty dead window sneaker wouldn't catch my eye.
"Are you listening to me, Harley?"
snapped Mr. Canoe.
"Yeah, I'm trying to, sir," I said, peering up at my teacher.
"So, you're Harley,"
said the restless soul, stepping towards me.
"Trying to?" said Mr. Canoe. "And what's that supposed to mean? Is there something more interesting?"
Blah, blah, blah. I attempted to look apologetic, but I couldn't really listen to his lecture about packing my bag while this restless soul was also getting impatient with me. They both went on and on while Taylor and Kenny walloped each other behind them. I was trying to concentrate, but there was just too much happening.
"You need to come now, Harley,"
yelled the restless soul.
"We're all trapped. BK bust up the tea machine so we can't get through. You need to come and fix it."
Blah, blah, blah.
"It is a statistical fact," continued Mr. Canoe, "that students who forget their protractors..."
Blah, blah, blah.
"Come on, Harley. It's your visionary duty," said the restless soul. "You're the gatekeeper."
Blah, blah, blah.
"Now, I'm sure none of us can forget Miss Prudenza's assembly about the boy who lost his pencil."
Blah, blah, blah.
"There are 15 more restless souls waiting in that court, Charlie. We all want to get going now. We've had enough of this life."
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
"Without all the work from today's lesson, how will you revise?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?